East Coast Breakfast.
We, KZN, have the highest pass mark in 5 years.
Yes.
KZN has the highest pass mark in history. South Africa has the highest pass mark
in five years.
So KZN, just, you've been nailing it. Also, you've taken 10%. KZN of the bachelors of university entries of the whole of South Africa. So I want to hear from you, Matrix. How y'all's feeling? 061-792-9495.
Now, one of our top achievers is Ruth Kesene from Redem House Umhlanga with 10 A's, guys.
No.
10 distinctions. Ruth, good morning. Welcome to East Coast Breakfast.
Good morning.
Hi. Wait, so Ruth, we were trying to figure out here, Uti, how do you get to 10? Because we're like, okay, maybe you took an extra math.
Yeah, please tell us all the subjects.
Yeah, like everything that you did.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did like the four main subjects. So maths, English, Afrikaans, ELO. Those are the four main subjects.
Yeah.
And then I did physics, bio, geography. And then I took music as an extra.
Yes.
And then I did AP Maths and AP English.
I told you.
AP English.
Okay. Nice. AP Maths, AP English, and music you can get a distinction in. But that's... Now, Ruth, but like to get 10 distinctions. Everyone who's starting matric or even starting school this week wants to know, how? How do you do it?
Pardon?
How did you do it?
Well, obviously I studied.
But I mean, what's your study? Do you have like study hacks? Is there what's the tips? Give me the breakdown. How do other people get 10 distinctions?
Like, you just have to start early and like be persistent, especially asking like the teachers questions. Like if you don't understand, at my school you can ask the teachers and like you can email them at like 2 a.m. in the morning if you're confused, and they'll get back to you and like help you. And also taking like regular breaks. For me personally, what I did was like each week, like I, because at my church they have like youth on a Friday, so then it helped me like motivate me to work super hard during the week so that I could like have my Fridays too.
So work in the week and go Joel on the weekend. Listen, that is the greatest hack,
Ruth.
Colin, that is the greatest hack, is the literally ask, don't leave the classroom if you don't understand something.
Yeah,
ask the teacher.
Ruth, what are you going to study next year?
Well, it's this between actuarial science and medicine.
Oh, okay.
So where's your heart going?
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it, like a war.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
My dad wants me to study medicine.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, no, I think you should do actuarial science.
Yeah. Well, listen, you got 10 distinctions. There's no reason why you can't do both. That's you.
Yeah, maybe.
So we've got Siphon Willis from Centenary Secondary School in Asheville joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Darren and Sky. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
I am good.
Siphon, we have to just get straight into it. How many distinctions did you get?
Four.
Halala!
What subject?
In what subjects, yeah?
Okay, it was life science, physics, LO, and math.
So maths, LO, life science. Okay, so did you want to get distinctions in those categories?
Yes, I did.
Why? What do you want to be?
Hopefully, I'll be a doctor.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
You know, Chief, we always, I won't say complain, but like, those are like the toughest subjects you can pick. So you did, so I take it your extras. Life science, and then what was your third one?
In terms of life orientation, and then maths as well,
Siphon, they didn't get any distinctions in their matrix,
which is
why they're struggling to figure out what these
So which one, do you know what kind of medicine you want to study?
Yeah, hopefully after I get my 6 years in NBCHP, I want to specialize in anesthesiology.
Good call. Why? Because you like it? You like people to be quiet around you? Or because they make so much money?
No, not because of the money per se. I was so fascinated by the fact you can put a liquid into something and you can make someone sleep.
Yeah. Walter de Brain is on the line right now. He's from Redham House. How's it, Walter?
Morning, sir. I'm good, and you?
Oh, no, Walter. I'm Darren, and that's Sky, and that's Carmen. We're on first-name basis here. You got how many distinctions?
I got 7 distinctions.
How? How do you do? Who does how? How do you get 7 distinctions?
I don't know. I studied.
Everyone says everyone studied and not everyone got 7. What's your secret sauce?
I think it's just about balancing everything, because I did a lot of extramurals as well. So I think it's just about time management and also prioritizing sleep so that you can actually focus on the exam.
So,
but I don't know. Yeah.
Did you assume and probably know that you were going to get the 7 distinctions? And now that you've gotten it, how do you feel?
I'm very happy. I'm super stoked. I think it went slightly better than I expected.
Wow.
But I'm very happy with my 7 distinctions.
And what's next?
I'm going to study actual science at UP.
Oh, Tux, nice. Off next. Enjoy, Walter. I studied there many years ago.
So can you see yourself as an actuarian, like, for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I think so.
What were your extramurals?
My extramurals was rugby, water polo, choir, chamber choir. Yeah.
That's a lot.
You sound like a lock in rugby.
Yeah.
I'm a lock, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got a lock five.
Yeah, you got a lock, yeah. Like, you're calling the lineouts there. 3-5. Yeah.
So you gotta play for UP and maybe for the Bulls.
Yeah, I think that'll be quite nice to do that.
Is that the plan? We've never had someone from Redham play for the Bulls, you know that?
I'm pretty sure we've never as well.
But listen,
your parting shot for 2025, the Matrix now. Well, yeah, this year's Matrix.
I think they must just enjoy the trick, and just work hard, and don't let it slip by too fast.
Congratulations, buddy. Here you go. This is for you.
Hello, Walter.
7 distinctions. Hello. From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.